the man that says what the people need to hear.
Somebody need to hear this.
That's right.
He's going to be bringing you the word each and every week. You better not only be ready, but stay ready.
Stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
The time is up. It's the moment you've been waiting for. He's here. It's the Raw and Uncut Podcast with Pastor Radden. Service starts now.
See here today by the praise and worship team that God said you got to bring everything unto Him. In order to hear from God, we got to get on our knees. Yes. We got to put forth an effort. Heavenly Father, as I stand before, and I stand before everyone that's on Facebook. Faith, deliverance, and restoration. Everyone that are connected, I want you to hear what the word of God is saying, not man. Don't look at man, but look at the Spirit. And as the Spirit break forth God's word, we're going to continue to lift up His name each and every day. Amen. This morning I rose to tell the country in the United States and the believer that God always had the answer. And also in the scripture to show that He follows scripture. And I believe that many a times that if we look at the scripture, we look at the situation that our nation is. All we have to do, I'm going to show you three chapters. But I want to explain something to everyone today. Faith, deliverance, restoration, and everyone that's tuned in at this hour. I want to show you the reason why we are going through what we're going through. Not to battle, not to cut down, not to beat down, but to tell you it's time to get on the knees. It's time to pray. It's time to get rid of all this foolishness. And by the way, you looking at a mighty, mighty miracle, because we didn't know that I was going to be here today.
Come on.
For 5 weeks I fought against the enemy that we call Lucifer, Satan. The demons. I couldn't even sleep. All night long I had to fight this devil for 5 weeks. And y'all worried about one day. And I had to cry to God and say, Lord, I'm tired. And then when I went to the hospital, when I did go on my 6 week, they still yet don't know what hit me. Now, all this here, I'm not even going to repeat that name. The name is Jesus Christ. But that virus, I'm not even going to repeat that. But you're looking at a miracle because God took and brought me back from the dead. From the torment of Satan. Because Satan didn't want this day to come. He didn't want me to tell you what thus said the Lord. Hello, somebody. I have two churches. One I oversee and one I pastor. And the members in them churches know I would not false anything. But I want to show you, God said through the Holy Spirit, the answer always have been in the Bible of what have come against this nation as a whole. The answer have already been in the Bible. It always have been there, saints. This ain't nothing new.
Amen.
The old apostles went through this.
Come on.
The fivefold ministry went through this. Mm-hmm. saved believer, we are born again believer, we are the front line runners. Because we got to stay on our knees. We got to pray. We got to lift up the name of Jesus. We got to come against all this illness and sickness. Amen. And all these things that are coming against household. All these things that are coming against states. Hear me, United States. Hear me, governors of each state. Get on your knees and start praying and ask God to help your state along with the born-again believers, along with the saints. Don't listen to that devil talking about open stuff back up. You're going to open up an epidemic. Amen. Believe me, you ain't got to listen to those old country preacher as they say, but you open up things too quickly because you got to go before God. And you got to know who you're dealing with. You're not dealing with flesh and blood. You're dealing with a spirit. And the only way we can destroy this spirit is through Jesus Christ, the blood of God. The Holy Ghost. I'm not just standing up here to act because I'm live. I'm not just standing up here to kind of falsify nothing. I'm saying, governors, governors of each state, I beckon with you today. Get on your knees and cry out to God what's in your state. And follow the order of the Holy Spirit of God. Man can't fix this. Scientists can't fix this. I don't care how many doctors you get together. The only cure is Jesus Christ. Amen. That's the only cure. You can say that that old big mouth preacher, that old man down there. Yes, I got a big mouth. Yes, I got a big heart. But I'm telling you what the Spirit of the Lord. This is all in God's hand. But let me read something to you. I'm not going to tell you the rest of it because you ain't going to listen to me anyway, some of you. The unsaved and the ungodly. And for the ones who said there is not a God. But something out there, shame on you. Amen. Who wake you up every morning?
Amen.
Who give you breath in your body to breathe life? Hello, somebody.
Amen.
Well, I have news for all them and anyone who fighting against the Almighty God. Here are the answer to the nation for each state. Listen to me. Watch this. In Psalms 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Amen.
I'm not wanting.
Yes, sir.
Hello, somebody.
Amen.
I'm not going to be foolish and stupid and ignorant. No one knows but God where that epidemic have came from. And God is the one that's going to lift this thing. But look what the word say. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He didn't just stop there. Like, look at Psalms 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stop all this fear. If God is your light and your salvation. If you ain't saved, get saved.
Come on.
If you need to be saved, 803-474-2727. Call that number and I'll lead you to Romans chapter 10, verse 9 through 12. Y'all ain't talking to me.
Amen.
Y'all ain't hearing me. It's time to get saved. It's time to stop all this playing. It's time to stop all this he say, you say. All this fear. What you fearing for? Then he went on to say, the Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? What you afraid of? All these ones that already have sickness. All these ones that going through they need kidneys. Need to get off of diabetes. Need to get off all this cancer.
Yeah.
God got the answer. The answer always have been there. I'm not cutting no one down in sickness.
Amen.
I'm just saying that God can fix and do anything with faith. And that's what we got to believe in. As the bishop of the gospel, I believe that God can do anything on this next one. But we got to do what we're supposed to do.
Amen.
We got to get in line.
Come on.
Get on them knees. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
A kneel beside your bed and start praying. Find a closet, a praying closet.
Come on.
Find a praying room. I've been praying ever since all this come about. For the whole 6 weeks that the enemy had, I was praying 3 times a day as Daniel prayed. I couldn't eat for over 5 weeks. Y'all ain't talking. But look at me now. I'm tearing up some food now. Because of God. It had nothing to do with man. God did it. I shared with you earlier that the doctor said they don't know what hit me. It wasn't done to that virus.
Right.
But I want to read something to this nation. I want to talk to this body of Christ, restoration and faith deliverance. Amen. I want to show you what God showed me, and I'm going in there. It don't take long to do what God wants you to do.
Amen.
If you're a prophet, do what God said. All you false prophet, I rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Coming on Facebook and coming on there, prophet line.
All right.
Amen.
You better prophet the word.
All right. Amen.
And the only way we can prophesy the word is through the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. Hello, somebody. All these old false teachers teaching people the wrong thing. Y'all need to stop that because God going to punish you for that. And you can hear this prophet. You keep meddling with God's people, you going to find out exactly what you going to go through.
Yeah.
And that ain't cursing. That ain't throwing no stones or no bricks. I'm just telling you what thus said the Lord. Y'all need to stop all that. If you're not going to be real and true, then you need to stop it. Because God is looking and he giving to the true and living prophets,
amen.
Apostles, bishops, and teachers in the fivefold ministry.
Amen.
So see, don't be going out there, he cut us. Nah, I ain't cutting nobody down. I'm just saying false teachers, false preachers, false anything, I'm coming against that because of them demons.
Amen.
That's why he here now with this virus because of all this foolishness. But listen, and I'm going home. Take me home, Joshua, with me some good takeout music. Now, you could either listen to this, or you don't have to listen. For faith, deliverance, and restoration, I want you all to hear this. And I want you all to abide by this, for this thing can be lifted. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14. We talking about what Samuel said. We talking about what God is saying through him. We talking about Solomon. We talking about a lot of things that God tried to give to us. But I want you all to hear this. If my people, which are called by my name. See, you got to have a name that you call him by. Shall humble themselves. See, you got to be humble. All this angry and fighting and cussing and fussing and I ain't going to do this. The political realm is tore up from the floor. I don't care what, whether you're Republican or you Democrat. Y'all need to come together. Y'all need to stop this foolishness.
Amen.
Because God is sick and tired of the Republicans and Democrats fighting like that. And fix this country. Start to tan it up. Hello, somebody. Oh, yes, I said. I did my time for this country. I'm suffering right now from certain things that I went through for this country. And I have a right. And it ain't about no color neither. It ain't about no skin color. Because the word of God says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. I'm one of his people. And I'm humbling myself. I don't have a racial body in me. I don't care what race or what color or what life you came from. If you put your faith in God, you can overcome anything.
Amen.
Then he said, and pray. See, that's the problem. We got to pray and seek his face. We got to seek the face of God. United States, faith, deliverance, restoration, and turn from their wicked ways. See? Turn! And you'll see a difference coming in the United States like a whirlwind. and then will I hear from heaven. That's the only time that we're going to hear from heaven if we follow this scripture. And we'll forgive their sins. See, God is the only one to forgive sin. I don't care what you did 30 years ago. Repent. Cry out to God. And we'll heal their land. If you want the United States healed, I'm asking everyone that's looking at this Facebook. I'm asking the United States and all 50 states. Let's fall on our knees and pray to God as His people, as His children. And ask God to forgive us for our wicked ways. And watch God heal this land. In Jesus' holy name.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
And I leave you with this. God bless you. God love you. And stay on the battlefield, born again believers. Governors, hear what the Spirit of the Lord has said on this hour, this day. In Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Almighty God.
Almighty God,
we need you. Good night, everyone.